Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees remain the focus on Capitol Hill. Robert Kennedy Jr. will meet with more than two dozen senators this week. But as those meetings continue, ABC's Stephen Portnoy says there's another priority, keeping the government funded. Text of a short-term agreement did not materialize over the weekend.
5 days before a shutdown deadline, there's still no agreement on enhanced aid to cash-strapped farmers. There is still hope for a deal and just enough time to get it onto President Biden's desk if the text can be released quickly. It's expected a short-term stopgap would keep government agencies funded through mid-March to allow time for the new Congress and the Trump administration to come up with a broader spending package that reflects their priorities.
Elected leaders from several northeastern states continue to call on the federal government to give them more resources to address drone sightings. In his first statement since fleeing to Russia, ousted Syrian leader Bashar Assad said he never wanted to flee but left when it became too dangerous to stay. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin currently has four abortion clinics. That means 96% of Wisconsin counties don't have an abortion provider, and about 70% of residents of reproductive age live in a county without an abortion clinic. Under state law, Wisconsin doctors cannot prescribe abortion medication via telemedicine, but other states have shield laws, meaning their doctors can prescribe abortion pills to people in other states. On average, Wisconsinites are placing 130 orders per month of abortion medication via telemedicine. Jenny Higgins from UW-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity says Shield Law clinicians provide critical and affordable care to Wisconsinites, and they're worried about new laws in the new administration, especially those that could be used to target people of color.
We know historically that Black and brown women are the most likely to be criminalized during pregnancy, whether that pregnancy is ending in abortion or birth. And so I think we need to pay great attention to the ways in which some of the pregnant people with the least social power could be putting themselves at risk.
An 1800s law could come into play under the new administration, although about 70% of Americans have never even heard of it. The Comstock Act banned taking obscene material across state lines. Project 2025 directs leaders to use the old law to criminalize abortion. Some state attorneys general have already asked courts to make mailing abortion pills illegal under the act. And as people gear up to travel for the holidays, gas prices are still relatively low in Wisconsin. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices increased 5.7 cents from last week for an average of $2.77 per gallon. This is still over 7 cents lower than a month ago and 6.5 cents higher than this time last year. However, refiners in the Midwest region have dropped slightly in output, meaning it's possible gas prices could continue to rise slightly in our area.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers beat the Seahawks.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on nine of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through four quarters and be able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in three straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is foggy with drizzle this morning. It is going to stay cloudy, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 42. Tonight, breezy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, 37. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of only 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. The Todd Alba Show.
We're going
to
meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You're
correct,
thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for medicine. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
RFK is obviously a unique and diverse choice, a lifelong Democrat, one of the major figures in the Kennedy family. Obviously he has a lot of views that Donald Trump appreciates and supports.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Donald Trump is the president in the White House, and RFK is going to work for him. And whether it's putting American agriculture first or putting our kids first, this country is ready for a big debate about vaccines and about these issues related to making America healthy again.
Yes. Let's open up that debate about polio.
Didn't we have the polio debate?
Good or bad? You? Jody?
We had that debate 100 years ago.
Yeah, I think we had that debate. We'll call him a diverse choice? Yes, he has quite a diversity of mental health issues that are hard to diagnose.
Allegedly.
He did have a brain worm.
Adam Serwer wins Blue Sky. He said, look, bringing back polio sounds bad, but it's a small price to pay to get rid of pronouns and email signatures and a black woman in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for highlighting the idiocy of our times. Reverend Nene tweets, you may be deciding between insulin and groceries while the CEOs decide between Paris or Barcelona, but at least that one trans girl in your state can't play badminton anymore. Okay. Welcome to the idiocracy. Drink up. Everybody have their Brondo? All right. This is Max Burns is a Democratic strategist. I read every single word of his piece to Dana Goldberg on Thursday.
We heard.
And now I'm going to read it to him, though presumably he was there when he wrote it. Good morning, Max Burns.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. And for the kind reading, not a lot of people get to the end of the article.
It's like Steffi's book club in here, because I assume people don't read, and everything you said was so important, Max. I wanted to make sure. But, you know, I've been saying this, and I know it may seem self-serving because I'm in progressive media, but, Max, to your point of your piece, it's not just me. It's this whole disinformation, what do we call it, ecosystem that we find ourselves in, that it's, you know, your piece was called Democrats Are Checked Out After Their Drubbing, Here's How They Can Reengage. Summarize for people, because I'm not going to read it to you, but you just made a lot of great points. Talk a little about your thoughts post-election.
Well, one of the challenges, and I don't think it's that surprising, is the Democrats feel really emotionally worn out by this. They really thought they had this. It was a tough beat. And as a result, we've seen places like MSNBC, CNN, viewership has fallen by 50% in some cases and is still declining. There are now some tweets that people are making that are getting larger viewerships than the entire primetime MSNBC lineup.
Right.
And part of this is Democrats have lost faith in this corporate media that they didn't feel well served by during the election.
Yeah.
And the other side of that is that the conservative media, places like News Nation that are pivoting to the populist right, Fox News, Newsmax are surging in viewership as Republicans come back in and start to figure out what their talking points are for the Trump administration. So it's a real perfect storm of the actual news is starting to disappear. And what we're getting in place is infotainment propaganda news that riles people up but doesn't inform them at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pure disinformation. And as we were saying, it's not like we lost on any actual, we lost on a solid wall of lies, Max, is what I always say. You know, were people really sending their kids to school and they were coming back a different sex, or Haitians were eating your pets, it would be a different story. But, you know, I think it's also that it seems like the mainstream media gets led by the nose by this right-wing ecosphere. Like, their point of view becomes a right-wing talking point, right? The way they frame things, in my opinion. What do you think?
It really does. And the fact that they're so effective at this is because they've invested heavily. I mean, Republicans are still really conscious of 2008 and 2012, when Barack Obama really took over social media and Democrats had a huge advantage. They've been building that platform for over a decade now. I mean, there's a reason that the largest YouTube channels out there are all conservative propaganda networks like The Daily Wire, like Newsmax. And Democrats really invested no resources in that same thing.
Max,
you can't find a Democratic voice that's financed as well as any of those people.
Oh, are you speaking my language? This is why I think I may have had a couple of orgasms reading your piece and also just shouting like I was in church. It was a whole thing. But one of the things you mentioned in your piece is like, Chris, this is like Niagara Falls, right, to us. Air America.
That's right.
Slowly I turned. Because it ends up in every piece about why, you know, liberal radio, quote unquote, Max, doesn't work. And, you know, I would take issue as someone that's been doing this successfully for 20 years, as has Randy Rhodes and Tom Hartman and Ed Schultz till he passed. We were just talking about, you know, as radio people, Air America just had a horrible business plan. They spent, you know, millions and millions of dollars in an infrastructure that could not support it at that time. You know, the famous story is, you know, Al Franken's producer got paid $750,000, you know. So, and a lot of the great talent went on to do great things. You know, Al Franken, great senator, Rachel Maddow, great TV person, but nobody that was running that had ever done radio before. Right. So, again, the people that were great radio pros are still doing it, including me. I was never Air America. Ed Schultz and I were Jones Radio Network. But anyway, your point is well taken. You just said if Democrats want to persuade investors to back left-of-center media networks, they'll first need to show their own support by financing those operations internally. That means redirecting the flood of DNC cash currently feeding the Beltway consultant class and making real investments in media talent. And you say a strong bench of lefty influencers would do wonders for Democrats' ability to set the media agenda. I mean, Max, that's been my whole mission in life. Over 20 years, we have supported and showcased and spun off so many amazing progressive talent, you know, media talent. But you're absolutely right. We get virtually no financial support. So I hope this cycle wakes people up. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is so emblematic of what we missed, is that Republicans got together their mega donors in the wake of Obama and said, we need you to help us fund this media. It's going to run at a loss for a while until it builds up, but we need this institutional support. That's how Ben Shapiro got started and now controls the propaganda conversation. And what surprises me is we still haven't learned it. Rob Flaherty, who ran media for Kamala Harris, is in Semaphore today talking about how tough it was that Democrats have, quote, lost the culture. But the Harris campaign didn't invest a dime in progressive media, progressive YouTubers, or any of this infrastructure the way the Trump campaign did. And it bugs me that we talk about this as if we're passive observers when these are the people who had the money to distribute and then didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, our friend Dino Badala, who's one of the many voices that, you know, now has his own show on SiriusXM Progress here with me and John Fugelsang and Michelangelo Signorelli and a host of great progressive talent. But he said, while CNN and MSNBC have collapsed, the good news is it doesn't mean the Democratic base has checked out. We're now connecting on places like Threads, Substack, Blue Sky, et cetera. And caller volume to my SiriusXM show has been breaking records over the past month as people stop watching TV and instead engage more by calling in. We're building a powerful community. And I think that is so critical. And we keep saying, Max, you have to be entertaining. You sort of make that point, whether it's Fox News or some of the conservative, you know. To me, smart and funny is the key. And a lot of, you know, Bob Seska and, you know, Frangela and Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang, a lot of the people that, you know, obviously we've platformed here are just such amazing, smart, funny, strong, you know, voices. You're right. We just need the infrastructure. We have the talent.
Yeah. And the common thread there is these are all, yourself included, are people who understand media. And understand that sometimes getting information across is as much about the show as it is about the process. And that people are not interested in tuning in to listen to their teacher.
Right.
We need to entertain and persuade.
Right.
And we see now that in the lack of that in the corporate news, people are going to Threads, people are going to Blue Sky, and these organic personalities are developing. The problem is they just don't have the money to mainstream.
Yeah.
And that's where the DNC needs to step up.
Yeah, listen, I'm just happy that my headphones have held out for this long in the interview. That's how much of a budget I'm on, Max. Because I don't want to miss a word. Stop writing great pieces. I'm like Lucy in the Chocolate Factory. I can't keep up. The new one is Republicans plan to redefine U.S. citizenship as authoritarianism 101. I mean, this is how critical all this is in a critical time we're in. As you say, Trump's plan to deport estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants. You say even as economists warn his scheme would raise grocery prices for consumers, hobble American businesses. You say his grim promises not only include ending birthright citizenship and deputizing the military to serve as domestic police, but also a nightmare scenario where American citizens are deported from their home country alongside their undocumented family members. The Constitution and longstanding laws, you write, stand in the way of Trump's most absurd and extreme immigration fantasies, or at least they should. That's the critical sentence. Yeah. America's legal institutions may not be as strong a bulwark against the MAGA movement's xenophobia as institutionalists think, especially when so many Republicans are eager to give Trump anything he wants. I mean, Max, that's the key to this. Everything that we think, every guardrail, every norm, we're like, I don't know, can we say for sure? Is he going to need crimes or evidence to prosecute people in Trump 2.0?
Yeah, I mean, if Donald Trump remembers even half of this when he comes down from the Adderall, we're in trouble, because there's not really a structure anymore. I mean, I see all of these well-meaning Senate Democrats saying, well, the courts say you can't deport citizens,
yeah.
as if the courts have proven to be the most reliable guardian of our liberties lately. They've essentially given the president complete blanket immunity to try whatever he wants, and if he can get it through, all the better. But
yeah.
It doesn't seem like these appointments he's making are people who are especially interested in being quoted the law. They're there to do what Donald Trump wants to do, and they'll do everything they can until the courts say no. And that process will take years.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only, you know, sliver of hope is, I think, like Mark Elias talking about, only, what, maybe 75 cases get to the Supreme Court every year. So there's, you know, thank God there's still lots of other judges and courts. But I think you're right. It's anyone's guess as to what. And I think Democrats, to your point of your earlier piece, Max, are playing by a set of rules that don't really exist anymore. They're kind of like, well, he can't do that, or well, that this will stop him or whatever. And I don't think we know what kind of unprecedented territory we're in yet, do we?
No, I mean, besides Project 2025, which has seemed to now be the government, seven people in the administration are nominated who have co-authored major parts of that. So we have a sense of where this is going. And it does seem bizarre to me that the response has essentially been, well, we'll try to meet authoritarianism halfway and we'll put legal challenges up, which is going to work out great for the people who are going to be deported. And the years they will spend outside this country illegally waiting for the courts to hear their decisions. I've always said you cannot tell the American people something is a crisis if our leaders don't behave as if it's a crisis.
Yeah.
And right now the sense from Washington is that this is not that big a deal. And that to me is crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, to your point, I wanted to pick out one other point you made in your piece. You said 65 countries have enacted some form of birthright citizenship. Here's where let's come full circle to the media. Kristen Welker's just like deer in the headlights face when he said that. Mm-hmm. And not when he said, we're the only country in the world. Is that not the easiest fact check in the world to go, no, like you just did, Max? No, sir, that's not true. I mean,
yeah.
And then we come full circle back to disinformation and bending the knee and whatever else you want to call it, right?
I mean, it's especially jarring because many of those countries that have birthright citizenship modeled it verbatim on our 14th Amendment. I mean, we are the reason that they decided it was a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so to not know that is either bad preparation or it's bad civics. And if either one of those means you should not be on television talking to the future president of the United States about policy, let's get someone who actually seems to know what the history of this is.
You know, Max, I love that someone said, you know, don't bring me the problem, bring me the solution. And that's what I love about your writing is that you're, you know, sounding the warning, but say, here's what we do. Right. You said Trump and Republicans are giving Americans ample evidence they're serious about reshaping what it means to be a U.S. citizen, regardless of what federal law, the Constitution, or the courts have to say about it. I mean, I think this is going to be a time for people that do not bend the knee, whether it's Joe and Mika or ABC or, you know, whoever it is. I think, you know, as I always say, courage is contagious and so is cowardice. And so, you know, you said specifically there are three special elections in January that offer Democrats an opportunity to shatter the GOP House majority. If the DNC is serious about throwing the brakes on Trump's extremism, those races must be the priority.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, your point, Max, is brush yourselves off.
Yep.
Wealthy Democrats, start funding your infrastructure. Again, not just me, all of these people in the next generations of this. Right, Max? It's not. I mean, I am as old as that lady in the Titanic right before she dropped the heart of the ocean and died. But my point is, there's a lot of great progressive talent. We just need the infrastructure that they've had. So thank you for, you know, just your proactive solutions. And I hope you'll come on again. Our SiriusXM team was like, when I read your entire piece, they're like, Max, he's on our team.
That's right.
And I'm like, let's get him.
Absolutely. I would love to. And thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to finally sound and talk with you.
Yeah, you too, Max. I know you by name and, you know, as a writer, and so great to have you on. Because, by the way, some writers suck on the air, but you were fantastic.
Yeah.
To your point about media infrastructure. No sucking
guests. I'd like to know explicitly who.
Never tell. Love you, Max.
Thanks, Max.
Happy holidays. All right,
bye.
There it goes. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Yes.
This is my new bestest friends.
Collagen.
Collagen. You don't have to get it, you know, into your face.
Nope.
I put it in my coffee in the morning.
You can have it in your oatmeal.
Oatmeal, your smoothie. Uh-huh. It is, what do you call it? Completely flavorless.
Yeah.
It can be added to anything. And it means that the peptide formula is more bioavailable, more easily absorbed, mixes perfectly, no clumping. I'm just telling you, they have type 1 and 3 collagen fibers in there, the two most important fibers. It makes up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. It helps you with everything. And there's a collagen PM that you can put in your water at night to help you sleep. I'm taking the krill oil, Antarctic krill oil.
Aha.
Fantastic.
That's the best kind of fish oil you can get.
Yes, indeedy. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. Get in the fight with mama. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Stop badgering me with your $10 words.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy.
It's a dramedy. Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Another good theme song.
That's pretty.
We are the you portion of the resistance. In case you're looking, we're not the bend the knee portion of the resistance. We are the go yourself with the ice planet Hoth. Listen, however you're coping, Jody and I use our pets as emotional. Oh. They're emotional support. Well, they have me well trained. I was talking about whenever they're playing with a stuffed animal or a bone and they drop it, they just look at me and start whining. So I must get out of the bed or the bark lounger or whatever and go get it. They just look at me like
You give in to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. And then I go
you
get
would
it.
Make a terrible
because now they're like, well, that game's over unless someone does something about it. Okay.
It's like Lonnie, he won't take the cats to the vet. I'm like, you would be a terrible father.
They're just like, oh, it's on the floor. I can't. Jonathan Slater, this is how he's coping. He said, I found that I've been much happier since I changed from coffee in the morning to orange juice. My doctor explained it's the vitamin C and natural sugars, but I really think it's the vodka.
That'll do.
That'll do, pig. That's funny because it's true. Okay. Andrew Weinstein says it seems rather hypocritical to say you want to end a birthright citizenship when you're basically allowing someone born in South Africa to be your co-president. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Who elected him? Excuse me. I'm screaming. John Fugel's saying, I've heard of him. He's good. He said if the cult cared about being lied to, they wouldn't be a cult. I keep saying that. I'm like, don't you get tired of... The guy that said a month ago he had no idea what Project 2025 is like, oh, it's fantastic, conservative thing. Yeah, we hire lots of people. I'm like, he's not even in yet, and he's admitting pretty much already that he's lied about everything, and they don't care.
They don't.
All right, Kimberly Johnson will join us coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're just now learning about an oil spill in southern Wisconsin from the Enbridge pipeline. It happened a month ago, just as the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources was approving controversial plans to move the pipeline's current path up north. Brittany Merlot has the story.
Enbridge pipeline spilled over 70,000 gallons of oil in Wisconsin. The problem was discovered on November 11th in Jefferson County, 60 miles west of Milwaukee, by an Enbridge energy technician. Enbridge said the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe at the Enbridge-Cambridge station. It was estimated 1,650 barrels, which is equivalent to about 70,000 gallons, went into the ground. The spill was immediately reported to regulators, though the report by a federal pipeline safety agency said the line likely was leaking for an extended period of time. Line 6 is a 465-mile pipeline carrying crude oil from Superior, Wisconsin, to a terminal near Griffith, Indiana. People noted the spill was discovered during the same week that Wisconsin regulators approved the first permits for Enbridge's plan to move the aging Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Opponents said it would still threaten the region's watershed and perpetuate the use of fossil fuels.
And a new path is officially open on Madison's east side. The new Autumn Ridge Path has a bridge that goes over Highway 30, meant to make that area safer to walk in. Staff from the Madison Engineering Division say before this, whether people were on a bike or on foot, they had to get through two roundabouts competing with cars just to get over the highway. Now the path goes from Commercial Avenue all the way up to Stoughton Road. City engineers say this should make the whole area safer for everyone. The project cost $4.5 million, and the federal government paid for about 55% of it. The rest was covered by the city. You can find news and check out all our shows at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is foggy with drizzle this morning. It is going to stay cloudy, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 42. Tonight, breezy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, 37. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of only 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue our live coverage from the Seattle area, focusing on the Naval Air Station in Bremerton. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Order of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Trump says he is going to pardon January 6th rioters. We don't know which ones or how many. In the first hour after he is inaugurated. How do you feel about that?
I think that is a terrible idea. These are people who have been duly tried and convicted in a court of law of having assaulted police officers, stormed into the Capitol, in many cases attempted directly, physically, and violently to interrupt the peaceful transfer of power.
Okay, that would be Senator Chris Coons. Is anyone going to act shocked when he, in fact, pardons the J6 rioters? Because people will be like, wait, what? I don't, huh?
He told us he would.
Yes. Right, because he...
Right.
He said so.
Exactly.
He told you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Darlene in San Antonio knows where the Shut the Up Mountain soundbite comes from, which so do we. Okay. That's not the one. But right. Hi, good morning, Darlene.
Good morning. I have proof.
Okay, it's not. That's not the soundbite. The soundbite is, "Bitch, please take your line of bolt down to the Five and Dime
and sell it there."
Yeah, that's.
Yes.
Oh, is that what the? Is that, you know where that's from?
That is from Frankie and Grace.
No, that's
The other one.
Shut
that's
the Up Mountain is from Grace and Frankie.
Oh no!
I know, Darlene. It's okay. You join 11 billion people.
All weekend.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, the 11 billion people have sent me the sound clip from Grace, and we know that's from Grace and Frankie. But thank you anyway.
But, because it sounded, Megan's face did sound like the voice.
I know.
Yes.
I know. That's from Grace and Frankie.
People
but
get
thank
mixed
you.
Up. Yeah.
All right. Carry on, Darlene. We love you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Why? I've gotten that. I get, every time we talk about it, I get 25 more people
that go,
I found it. It's from Grace and Frankie. I'm like, whoa.
I understand people want to help.
Thank you, liberal helpers. Thank you. Of which there are many. Captain Jack, thank you on Blue Sky. They said, resistors, if you can, listen to the Stephanie Miller Show. Every political resistance opposition movement needs some kind of underground radio to get everyone fired up while making you laugh, because you got to laugh to keep sane. We've been saying that for 11 billion years. We are literally underground. We are literally in my basement.
I'd rather be a little less underground and a little more...
Just to Max Burns' point, maybe a little bit of cash, Democrats, a little bit of infrastructure help here. Okay. All right, because I maintain, if you watch corporate media, it's, I have to keep up with news to some degree, right? I'm just saying, Jody, what is my theme? Donald Trump's made everyone meaner and...
Yes.
Just doesn't care. And I'm talking about you, Life Alert guy, Life Alert husband. You know what? He needs to marry that bitchy Wayfair wife. That's what I think. Because this guy...
16.
Well, yeah, but... What?
This guy's working my last nerve. Because, we've all had, a mom that's older that you're concerned about. So the wife is concerned. Okay, here it is.
This is Elaine. Please leave a message.
I can't get a hold of my mom.
I'm sure it's nothing.
I've called her 5 times.
I'm sure she's fine.
She always picks up on the first call.
You're going to make yourself sick. You've been worrying all morning.
Hello?
Hello, this is Life Alert. Uh-oh. Your mother had an emergency, and we dispatched paramedics to her home.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what happened?
She had a fall, but don't worry. She is safe, and the paramedics are helping her right now.
Thank you.
Is Grandma okay?
She's going to be okay.
Yeah, see? And then now the husband's, got his look of concern on his face, oh, no. I'm like, you heartless bastard. You just did the patricide. I'm sure she's fine. Stupid emotional bitch. I'm sure she's okay. She wasn't okay. She fell, you heartless husband.
She fell down and went boom.
God, I hate the misogyny, the patriarchy. I hate the misogyny, you bastard person. I'm sure she's fine.
She's got
stupid, hysterical woman. I'm sure she's okay.
You believed that horrible acting?
Yes.
Oh, no, wasn't it terrible?
Oh,
yes.
God.
And then when Life Alert calls, he's like, suddenly I'm so concerned. Oh, you heartless husband.
I've had better industrial actors than that commercial.
I've acted better than that in web shows.
I'm just saying, don't be a... It's Christmas. We have... do we have the chipmunks ready?
Yeah, we do.
We have our yearly chipmunk song here on the...
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Christmas Trump.
Oh,
And you know, he is Time's Person of the Year.
He's the person who should be doing time.
Oh, we don't want to overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it?
We want him in jail.
Why do we have to go through this all the time?
That's incredible.
Alvin!
Okay!
All right, it's my favorite thing for year. It's not Christmas till I do that.
Alvin!
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Yeah, we look forward to that every year.
Our beloved JoJo from Juris Patriot said, just thinking about all those Trump voters with pre-existing conditions who didn't know the ACA they voted against was the same thing as Obamacare they rely upon while electing an idiot who hired the psycho who's going to make polio, whooping cough, mumps, and measles great again at the same time.
Thank you, JoJo.
Chris, who said if you're a leader who previously boasted about your pro-democracy positions, you have a greater obligation if you feel obliged to obey Trump. Spare us your justifications and rationalizations. Just say so, stand down, and let someone else with more courage take your spot. Who said that?
Lucy Van Pelt.
I'm not sure. It was either Snowden Bishop who posted it or he was quoting Mark Elias. Either way, we live in the United States.
Well, how can I guess when you don't even know?
That's the whole trick of guess the quote. Sometimes there's no right answer.
So I could have been right.
He could have been Sue in Rockville. Maybe it was Sue in Rockville. Hi, Sue.
Good. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. You know the brilliant Timothy Snyder who wrote on tyranny. He cut to the chase, and I'm 100% with him because I grew up with a family who lost two children to polio, had a first cousin who had polio and wore very heavy braces and stuff. These guys are not anti-vaxxers. They are kid killers. The Republican Party, in rolling back child labor laws, in trying to undo vaccines, are trying to kill children, just like they're killing women who won't obey them. They're trying to make laws that cause women to die. They don't care. And we have to call them. If we mince our words, if we act like these damn Democrats who don't seem to have any courage left in them, we use wiggle words, they're not anti-vaxxers. They want dead children. The cemeteries are filled prior to 1960 gravestones of dead children, children who did not survive past the age of 10. Mm-hmm. And they want that back. And for us to pretend or in any way say, oh, well, this is a difference of opinion, this party is evil. Trump is evil. This evil walks among us. And we either have the courage with Mark Elias, Timothy Snyder, Midas Touch, you and your people. And I'm going to write Mark and ask him to please come on your show.
Thank you.
We have got to stand up because there's no mandate. There was some kind of treachery, I still maintain. But more importantly, all 75 million of us voted for decency.
That's
voted
right.
Voted for democracy.
That's right.
And we're going to stand
And by the
together.
Way, a couple of cowards here and there, we're going to have that. We've had it since the beginning of time. You know, obviously there are people in 1930s Germany that, you know, bent the knee, that were scared. So Sue is right. There are 75 million of us. Do not, we can get personally disappointed with some people that, you know, we had either looked up to or were hoping we're going to have courage. But you know what? That's okay.
Disappointment's a theme of my life.
Yeah. Oh, please. Exactly. Are you
disappointed?
Are you theme of my entire life? Okay. Yes. Will said the polio vaccine doesn't cause autism. You know what it does cause? Not contracting polio. Thank you. Once again, speaking of it, more of us, Jane Mayer tweeted, beneath the hype, Hegseth is vulnerable. Only 2 in 10 Americans approve of him. I mean, not that Trump cares. I mean, just, you know. It reminds me, remember when they said to Dick Cheney, like a huge percentage of, you know, Americans are against the Iraq war? He's like, so?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is where we are, that now people are waking up. It's like, these are all the people he told you he was going to. Ay, ay, ay. Mm-hmm. Where's my, okay, pardon me. Baby Saver said Trump has 100% walked back most of his major campaign promises, and he didn't even wait until taking office to do it. He is laughing at you, and I don't know what to tell you about that. I guess if you don't care, Lincoln Project still in the fight with us. Give me 17.
A message for the U.S. Senate. Every action has consequences, and senators who vote for Trump's Project 2025 agenda are about to learn that. Trump's tariff plan is going to hit American families hard, and you'll be to blame. His team wants to end the biggest veterans health care program. And you'll be the ones who said our men and women who served lose their coverage. You'll be the ones who give billionaires like George Soros and Elon Musk huge tax cuts and screw middle-class workers. And don't be fooled. Elon and Trump are asking you to make cuts that hurt your state, your voters, real people. Not to save money, but to move it away from your state and into their pockets and to their friends and allies. A message for the U.S. Senate. Every action has consequences, and senators who vote for Trump's Project 2025 agenda are about to learn that.
Yep.
Trump's tariff plan is going to
hit. I think it's repeating. Either I'm on acid or that's repeating.
It repeated, yeah.
Does it repeat itself a lot? It seems like it's repeating itself.
It didn't repeat itself. Should it repeat itself? I don't think it should.
Speaking of the Senate, Gulf Coast guys said, hey there, Mama, since Mitt Romney has retired, maybe it's time to replace the Romney alert system with the Senator Collins concern-o-meter.
True.
Rocky Mountain Mike, is there a Senator Collins concern-o-meter for relative levels of concern about various atrocities? Christopher, who said he would fight inflation. He said he would seal the border. He said he would bring down crime. All three of those are actually already fixed. He actually, in some ways, is inheriting a situation very adverse to what he said he was going to be fixing, because it's already at a place where he needs to be fixed.
Linus Van Pelt.
No, Peter Baker of the New York Times. Okay. Santiago Mayer said, you wanted lower grocery prices? How about we get rid of the FDIC, the ACA, and bring back polio? Oh, and by the way, your groceries are going to cost more. Okay. Well, we should. Oh, CNN's geopolitical expert Fareed Zakaria just perfectly explained how President Biden's global strategy has severely weakened Russia and our adversaries. This is going to be the worst possible time, as many experts have said, to capitulate to Putin, which you know he's going to do.
Absolutely.
In record time. Like, Putin is historically weakened, and this is where, why do you think he got involved to the degree he did in the election this time, right? Mm-hmm. Because everything was at stake for him with getting Trump back in. This is my favorite. I've seen this meme before, but I just love it. Anthony originally posted, it's almost impossible to believe he exists. It's as if we took everything that was bad about America, scraped it up off the floor, wrapped it up in an old hot dog skin, and then taught it to make noises with its face.
Yep.
Oh. Oh.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Randy in California. Hello, Randy.
Hi, good morning. I love you all.
I love you.
I was calling about that Hobag guy that borders are.
Tom Hobag?
Tom Hobag.
I heard him say over the weekend that he was going to have people rat on their neighbors.
Yep.
That
yep.
should be some major doxing all across the country, some major chaos going on there.
By the way, anybody I've ever known that's undocumented, you know what I've said to them? If you or your family needs any help at all, let me know. So, you know what? There's going to be people resisting and helping. God, it's just... Yeah. He's just turned.
Yeah, try to love everybody. That's the answer. Yeah, and then also that dumping the Chevron Act, that's going to open up a lot of chaos also.
Yeah.
For them to run all over the country.
Yeah. Well, there'll be plenty of chaos to go around. There will not be a shortage of chaos. Can I predict that right now?
Very true. You are correct.
Thank you. Betty in Wisconsin. Or Brett, I'm sorry, Wisconsin.
Betty.
Oh, my God, I misgendered Brett in Wisconsin. Hi, Brett.
I don't mind. Good morning.
Can I call you
liberals.
Betty?
Hey, I got good. Sure, why not?
How about Wilma?
I've been called a lot worse.
All right, go ahead.
Well, that's stretching it.
Yeah.
Because then my name would be, I would be WWW initials. That
oh,
don't work.
Okay.
Hey, I've got.
Go ahead.
I've got good news for you. I know exactly where that sound bite is you're looking for.
All right.
It came from a Paul Rudd movie called Role Models. It's that woman who's the store manager in the 40-year-old version. Virgin.
All right.
Her.
Yes.
Yes.
Katherine Keener.
You know,
Katherine Keener.
Lady.
Katherine Keener. She
that's
was.
Her name.
I think that.
That's the actress who played, right, the lady who had sex with Steve
it's
Carell.
In the movie Role Models.
All right.
She plays. Okay. That's
all right.
It, then.
All right. Okay. It. 1 degree of Paul Rudd separation. Paul Rudd was the answer all along.
Always.
We should have just asked him.
Has he been on the show?
No.
I didn't think so.
I love him, though.
Okay.
I do, too.
I love all his movies. He's fantastic.
And he doesn't age.
No, he does not.
He looks the same age as he did in Clueless.
I've watched 11 billion movies starring Paul Rudd. He's in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 49. Oh, you know what I watched? Is Big Red. It was fantastic with The Rock.
Oh, I heard that was fun.
It was fun.
It was super fun. It was great. We watched it over the weekend.
Yes. The Rock and what's his name? Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
It's dreamy. Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Okay. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by... The Freedom From Religion. Did you know December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. Oh, man. Let's hope we can keep all those. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation giving you a reason to celebrate even more. Now through December 31st, you can join FFRF. For 50% off your membership, only $20. Come on. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you are standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. Don't wait. 50% off deal only available through December 31st. FFRF.us/Miller today, or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Back in my day,
Stephanie Miller
couldn't say booby, tushy, burp, fanny burp, water closet, underpants, dingle dangle, LBJ, titty caca, hot dog, or front lumps.
Well, it isn't too late to gift Cozy Earth this season. One of my favorite memories is waking up on a crisp winter morning, wrapped in the softest, coziest pajamas, the scent of coffee and cinnamon filling the air, the warmth of family all around me. Cozy Earth brings that same sense of comfort and joy to every day with its luxurious gifts. The bamboo sheet set is a game changer, cooling, breathable, and designed for the ultimate sleep experience. I remember the first time I slipped into these sheets, it felt like sleeping on a cloud. And with a 10-year durability guarantee, it's a gift that keeps on giving night after night. For slow, relaxed mornings, their long sleeve bamboo pajama sets are my go-to. Not only are they incredibly soft and stylish, they also make those precious moments with loved ones even more special. There's still time to make this season unforgettable with Cozy Earth. Order with expedited shipping by December 20th and wrap your loved ones in luxury. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie now. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. One more time, that is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey, man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at EthicalTradeCo.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
For women.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Simply Safe. I don't have to tell you, it's a little scary out there, right? I had a break-in for the first time in my life. Howdy, did I learn the hard way. I just had forgotten to turn the system on. Don't forget, it really helps a lot if you
turn it on.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Pro tip. Okay, right now, Simply Safe extending their massive Black Friday deal just for my listeners. 50% off a new Simply Safe security system. The home security that we trust. Chris and I both have it.
Yep.
And you can get 50% off right now if you go to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Your last chance to protect your home at Simply Safe's lowest prices of the year. And they've added this new Active Guard outdoor protection. It's so amazing. Changes the game. It prevents crime before it even happens, before they even get to your window, your door sensors. If someone's lurking or acting suspicious, agents see them in real time, talk to them directly, set off spotlights, even call the police before they've had a chance to break in. That is peace of mind.
Amen.
As is 50% off the Black Friday sale. Massive. Do it now. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. That is SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. A couple of love letters. Kelly, R. Kelly House.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Yes, from North Carolina. Hey, Mama, what in the actual is going on in this country? Well, that's going to take longer than just one show, Kelly.
Yeah.
Although I've been trying to avoid mainstream media since the election, today proved to be a lot after realizing that Fetterman and Truth Social is now on the Clyburn train encouraging Biden to pardon Trump. Yeah, I don't know what the WTF, to be honest with you. Today's the first day I actually felt nervous. I know we're going to get through this, but days like today remind me how important our communities are, our safe spaces. I'm so grateful for your optimism and your humor. I watched Friday's show early Saturday morning and was crying laughing, watching you laughing at Chris's great find of the Lauren Bacall coffee commercial. She sounded like a young Road Flair Mary.
Yes.
Yeah, there are more oddities per square inch on this radio show than any show. Mm-hmm. Our communities and our laughter and self-care will carry us through. Yes, they will, Kelly. I gotcha. Got your back, man.
I love that commercial. I always have.
She sounds like she chased it with like a pack of Camels.
Sure. Yep. Yes.
Leslie.
She wasn't drinking coffee. That was pure bourbon.
Leslie in Long Beach. Hello.
Hey, guys. I've told the story frequently, and I know I've talked to you guys about it a few years ago, but my aunt got polio before there was a vaccine. And she was one of the lucky ones to survive, but she was left a paraplegic.
Right.
Sadly, 49 years later, after spending all those years in a wheelchair, she died from post-polio syndrome.
Right.
And, you know, I want to tell you, it was not a pleasant way to die.
No.
Yeah. I mean, post-polio syndrome is kind of like the physical aspects of, like, dementia and Alzheimer's, except you still have your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your body's just deteriorating.
I hate to say it. It's like Mitch McConnell's final karma for his role in allowing Trump. This is you know, what's going to come back to bite all of us in one way or another. Kimberly Johnson, back next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Santa gets the headlines, but those that know, know Mrs. Claus runs the North Pole.
The Aaron Weber Group at Compass. Smart, efficient, and they always deliver. Not waiting till the night before like some people.
I can't hear you, you know, dear.
So when it comes to buying or selling in Madison, movetomadison.com and the Aaron Weber Group are the smart choice.
I've been hinting at moving to a new home for years. I'm tired of the cold. Movetomadison.com makes the nice list.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump will appear this morning with the chief of a Japanese investment company who's going to announce a pledge to invest $100 billion in projects in the U.S. during the Trump administration. ABC's Catherine Falder says this is not a new strategy.
This is almost exactly what Trump did during the first transition in December of 2016, where he also appeared next to this very same CEO of the same company, who at that time pledged to invest $50 billion in projects.
Trump's picks for cabinet positions continue their meetings on Capitol Hill, including Robert Kennedy Jr., the choice for health secretary. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security have deployed infrared cameras and drone detection technology to ensure that drones flying over New Jersey and New York are not harmful, according to a law enforcement source. And workers at two Amazon facilities in New York City say they could walk off the job because of a contract dispute. This is ABC News.